Welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with your host, Renee David Alkali. Are you searching for the path to the discovery of wholeness and balance in your life? We'll discuss the future of holistic healthcare and how the concepts discussed on today's show can help you make better choices in your life. Now, here is your host, Renee David Alkali.
Dr. Renee, glad to be back with you. I appreciate your questions. I'm a naturopath, a board-certified naturopath, in private practice in Forest Hills, Queens, New York. And I work with people with all kinds of conditions. So I appreciate your questions, and I'm happy to answer them to the best of my ability. So we have a question that came in.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Dr. Renee. I'm a board-certified naturopathic doctor. I've been in practice for about 30 years. And we get a lot of questions from people on blogs and through our emails. So I thought I'd take some opportunity to answer some questions. And perhaps we'll spend more time in the future with whatever questions you may have to submit.
Our first question comes from one of your clients. Why is it so hard to lose weight, but it's so easy to put it back on and to add a little more?
In order to understand that, we have to understand the metabolism of the body and the memory of the body. Most people think it's a simple matter of eating less calories and doing a little more exercise. And certainly that's part of the equation. But there are other factors. One of them is the size of the fat cells themselves. If we've been overweight or obese in our early childhood and through our teens, then it's much harder. These are developmental years. And in those years, the fat cells of the body actually are formed. If we're obese in early years, then we have larger fat cells to begin with. And based on the principle that nature abhors a vacuum, if the fat cell is larger, then it's going to continually want to be filled. As we grow and develop, if we are not obese in childhood, then it's not a matter of having larger fat cells, it's a matter of having more fat cells. And that becomes a different matter as far as losing or gaining weight. So if the fat cells themselves are larger, that means that even though we're losing weight, we're constantly in a state of great hunger. We feel much more hungry than if we simply had more fat cells and lost them, because those fat cells are calling to be filled. They're calling out. So it's harder to resist that drive, that hunger, that internal hunger. That's one factor. The other factor to consider is something called set point. And a lot of people don't understand what the battle of the bulge really is about. So we go to all these weight loss programs, weight loss clinics, and it's not a difficult matter to lose weight. But for some people, it may be. I don't want to be judgmental. It's more difficult for some than for others because there are other factors to take into consideration, emotional eating and so on. But just the idea of set point itself, so we lose the weight, and that's not an issue. But then we gain it back, or we gain back more than we've lost. There's two very solid reasons for that, and that's where the real battle of the bulge takes place. It's not in the weight loss, it's the maintenance and the continuing to lose weight if we need to. So a person starts on a weight loss program, and let's say that we have a 5-foot woman who with medium-sized bones, we'll use that as an example, and based on bone structure and metabolism, and let's say she's in her 30s, so there's a metabolic factor to take into consideration. So let's assume that her ideal weight might be 105 pounds or 110 pounds. which is high, you know, based on current standards, but I'm going to add a few pounds so that we don't make it ridiculously difficult. And let's say that her weight is 150 pounds. So that would be, depending on fat to muscle ratio, because if she's a weightlifter at 150 pounds and it's mostly muscle, then there may not be a question of obesity. That's the other consideration, by the way. There's a difference between obesity and being overweight by some artificial standard. Obesity really has to do with the fat-to-muscle ratio. Being overweight in terms of a standard that's given by some organization somewhere like the FDA or the ADA or so forth doesn't necessarily mean that one is unhealthy. But let's assume obesity, 150 pounds. So, and she has held that weight for a number of years. That means that the body has now set itself at that weight. In other words, it's, the body memory is such that it says, this is my weight, this is where I'm supposed to be. Now a person starts to lose weight. And at first, the weight is lost. So a person may lose 20 or 30 pounds, feel great about it. But now all of a sudden, they're following the same program and they stop losing weight. Why does that happen? It happens because of that set point. The body at first loses weight and then something happens in the body's memory that says, wait a minute, stop. I must be dying because there's something wrong with me. I'm supposed to be at 150. Now I'm at 120 or 130, and there's something wrong. So the body is going to slow its metabolism in order not to lose more weight. That's based on the body's principle of survival. It wants to survive. It does not understand the principle of weight loss. It has its own level of memory. That being said, now the person not understanding this principle or not knowing it will think there's something wrong, the diet is not working anymore, let me try a different kind of diet. That's actually not the answer. The answer is to stick in there, do some things to raise the metabolism again, such as increase exercise, perhaps drop calories a little bit more, you know, something to kick start the weight loss again. So now let's just go take the next part of the question. The next part of the question is, I've lost the weight I wanted to lose. The person has lost 45 pounds, and now this 5 foot woman is 105 pounds, and she feels good. Well, let's hope she feels good, because to lose the weight without exercise, I'm going to emphasize the importance of exercise. To lose the weight without exercise would mean that perhaps more muscle has been lost than fat, and though the person is now has less weight, their muscle to fat ratio might be worse than when they started, and they might be unhealthier. So we definitely, and the skin would be sagging, the body doesn't look good, you have cosmetic issues. Once the skin sags, it's very hard to bring it back into tone. Definitely weight loss without exercise is a big mistake. So now, let's say the person has done that, they're 105 pounds. Now something happens. They follow a relatively good diet from here on in based on the suggestions of a good nutritionist or a naturopath like myself or a medical doctor who understands diet and nutrition. They're following the plan, but the weight starts creeping back up. They're no longer on a weight loss program. They're now on somewhat of a maintenance program and the weight starts creeping up. And then they get their weight back, or they get back more than they've had to begin with. A couple of factors are at play here. Number one, the metabolism has slowed to begin with, as I said, because of that principle of survival. And number two, there's a set point. That set point is the body's memory of where it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at 150 pounds, the body says. and the mind, and that's sending messages through the nervous system and through the hormonal system, through every other part of the body. So the body is going to try to get back to where it thinks it is normally at 150 pounds. So what is the issue? And it's going to get back there unless some steps are taken. The issue is that a person has to understand this entire sequence of events. We have to understand the battleground if we're going to win a particular battle. It's called the Battle of the Bulge for a reason. It is a battle. And that's where the real battle begins. Once a person has reached their ideal weight, that's where the battle begins. Because now they have to maintain that ideal weight for at least 2 years before the body resets itself and has a new set point. Once it creates a new set point, then it will hold at that point. Even if we're overeating at some point, it will go back to the new set point. Then it's going to be hard to gain weight or lose weight. The body will now consider, this is my normal weight. And so if one time we go out and eat a piece of cheesecake, or chocolate fudge cake, or have an ice cream sundae, you know, we may need to do a little bit of extra walking if we want to burn a few extra calories, but the body is naturally going to shift toward that new set point. So these are critical principles to understand in the real battleground of losing weight, maintaining that weight, and creating a new set point for the body. So a footnote is regarding exercise. If you're local to us or not local to us, I do suggest joining a gym or getting involved in some kind of a sport. If you are local to us, same principle applies. Join a gym or do some kind of a sport, get involved in some kind of movement. Or if you'd like to check out the programs that we have and you'd like to come to us, we'd be happy to see you. We have a martial arts and a yoga program for adults, teens, and children. It's quite a wonderful program. We've been teaching yoga, certainly, to adults, children, and teens for about 20 years in our school. Our martial arts program is relatively new. We have wonderful teachers, and you can get more information about that on our website, genesistreeoflife.com. So I hope to see you at our center, and if you have questions on health or fitness, please send them in to us. I'd be happy to address them. Thanks for being with us.
You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with your host, Dr. Renee David Alkali, a naturopathic doctor, yoga therapist, nutritionist, and healer. This show is brought to you by the Genesis Tree of Life Yoga and Wellness Center, located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, at 102-02 Metropolitan Avenue, on the lower level. Entrance is on 71st Avenue. Our phone number is 718-544-5997. We offer classes in yoga, tai chi, mixed martial arts, children's classes, dance, personal and group fitness, meditation, and seminars on various health topics. All of these are available at our center or through our InReach program that brings the wellness to your facility. Learn more about our programs through our website, www.genesistreeoflife.com, or call us at 718-544-5997. Hi, you are listening to Dr. Renee. This is a recorded recording of his show, and it is going to be available on podcast, Genesis Health Hour, as well as you can watch him record these questions and his YouTube channel, which is Genesis Tree of Life, Genesis Tree of Life Yoga and Wellness Center. So right now we have one more question that we're going to have him answer. So please stay tuned, and right after this commercial break, he will be talking about middle-aged weight loss. So hang on, and that will be the next question for Dr. Renee.
You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with your host, myself, Dr. Renee David Alkali. I am a naturopathic doctor in private practice in Forest Hills, New York, at 102-02 Metropolitan Avenue in Forest Hills. A complete description about my services and the products that are available at our wellness center can be found on my website, www.genesishealthbeauty.com. That's www.genesishealthbeauty.com. Or you may call us at 718-544-5997.
Dr. Renee, glad to be back with you. I appreciate your questions. I'm a naturopath, a board-certified naturopath, in private practice in Forest Hills, Queens, New York. And I work with people with all kinds of conditions. So I appreciate your questions, and I'm happy to answer them to the best of my ability. So we have a question that came in. What is that question?
Yes, we have an emailed question. He writes, I'm a middle-aged man that has been overweight all my life. I've tried every diet, but my weight never budges. What can I do to lose weight and keep it off?
That's a very interesting question. It is hard for me to totally understand how trying different diets has not led to some weight loss. I would refer you, first of all, to my previous YouTube or videotape on weight loss itself, which deals with the principles of the size of the fat cells, whether they began in youth or whether they developed later on in growth and development. So I don't want to go through that whole explanation. However, I will mention a few things about middle age itself. If you've had a problem losing weight all your life, never lost weight, then I would consider some questions of metabolism and hormones. However, if it's really a question of middle age and the question of why it's more difficult to lose weight in middle age, why it becomes more difficult for many people, that can be answered in a number of ways. One of them is that as we age, the muscles work a little differently. We lose muscle tone. Muscle naturally shrinks, and we have a loss of muscle. Unless we're seriously doing some exercise, muscles as we age naturally shrink, and we lose mass. Why that happens is not exactly clear. We don't have exact studies on why that would take place. We can say that it apparently there's wear and tear on muscles, and they simply, as we age, do not regenerate as well. There's also hormonal changes. Both of those factors may make the body less efficient and rebuilding, replenishing damaged muscle cells. When the muscle cells are not as efficient as possible, then they diminish in their capacity to burn calories. And unburned calories have a greater tendency to become fat. Another consideration is, as I said, hormonal changes, which we'll talk about. weight loss can also be more difficult for several other additional reasons. One of them is that the muscles, the ligaments, and the tendons may become rigid with age. As they become rigid, they lose tone, even with regular exercise. So that's another reason why the muscles don't replenish themselves the way they need to, and again, don't burn calories as efficiently. Also, as we age, we may have limited strength. We're no longer in our 20s or 30s. Strength may diminish. Endurance to exercise may diminish. There's a number of factors. All of them suggest the importance of continuing with some kind of regular exercise program. There have been some studies at the Mayo Clinic, for example, and various other medical colleges, which show that the hormonal changes due to menopause don't necessarily trigger weight gain in women. There's a mythology about that. Well, my hormones are changing, I'm menopausal or postmenopausal, therefore that's triggering weight gain. No, that's not true at all. But however, hormonal changes can shift where fat cells are stored. So it may be that in early years, premenopausal fat may be stored more on the hips and the butt. But after hormonal changes, fat is stored more readily in the abdominal area. So that definitely is a factor. Excess weight accumulates in the abdomen rather than on the hips or the thighs. And when we combine that with the emotional effects of hormonal changes, then that can lead to very poor dietary choices, and as well as poor activity choices. The other aspect of hormonal changes is not in women, but in men. So when we're looking at hormonal changes in men, both in men and women, I should say, they contribute to, they themselves contribute to muscle loss, which we've already looked at. And that muscle loss decreases movement and therefore slows metabolism down if we decrease our level of movement. Movement is important. The body is built to move. If you're postmenopausal, or a middle-aged man or a middle-aged woman, one of the best suggestions that I can make is keep your body moving. You know, don't start becoming a couch potato. Don't sit there and watch TV for 2 or 3 hours. Get up and move. Do something. There is physical strain. As we age, you may not be able to do some of the physical activities that you did in youth. I used to play a lot of basketball. I'm not much on basketball these days. That doesn't mean that I couldn't be, or it might be a bad idea. It's fine. I just use different kinds of exercise for myself. However, many of the activities we did in youth were quite challenging on the muscles, the joints, the bones. As we age, perhaps we don't want to challenge the body quite that strenuously. So we decrease our physical activity. Also, as we age, there are health limitations. In answer to this gentleman's question, I would say I don't know what your physical condition is, your health condition. There's not enough information in your question. I don't know if you have diabetes or if you're overeating sugars or if you have gastrointestinal issues. So it becomes a difficult question to answer without knowing more specifics. So I'm answering it in a very general way. As we age, we may avoid activity completely. There's also lifestyle changes. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. As we age, for example, retirement. I've known people who have a lot of interests who retire, whose lives are just fine. They stay very active, they stay busy. Other people, when they retire, they really don't know much, they don't know what to do with themselves. So there's emotional challenges, there's physical challenges, they're not active as much anymore. So retirement can be quite devastating, quite a devastating experience for many people. Because you've been working your whole life, and suddenly you're retired, you might look at it as an extended vacation. That can lead to a kind of relaxation or a loss of focus on movement and health that can lead to the consumption of unhealthy foods, for example. You know, a lot of people go on vacation, they take a cruise. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know you can eat from dawn to dusk and straight through the night. You're on vacation, you think you can do things that you wouldn't ordinarily be doing. So once you take that into consideration and remove daily exercise or movement, you have a formula for making it either easy to gain weight or quite difficult to lose weight. There's also, just to complete this, there's also some challenges that we cannot fully address here, because again, I don't know the specifics of your condition. If we want to maintain a healthy weight, it's important to see what other conditions are involved. Is there heart disease? Is there type 2 diabetes? Is there any cancer in the body, colon cancer, breast cancer? Is there a stroke? You know, what about poor mobility in general, as far as straining the joints and the muscles? Those are all conditions that may make it hard for a person to lose or maintain weight. My basic approach has always been, as a naturopath, toward biochemical individuality. And this is an important consideration. I do not have a one-size-fits-all program. I can answer questions in a general way. I'm happy to do so. But I have never found one program that works for everyone. If I could find that, or if you can find something like that, perhaps we would get some Nobel Prize, I don't know, or make a lot of money, I'm not sure. So my basic approach is that everyone is an individual, and we need to review the individual to understand, to analyze the conditions, and to develop a specific program that fits, like a tailor-made suit. You could go out and buy a general suit. It may fit well or not fit well. But when it comes to nutrition, ready-made suits don't work as well as having a program that is really meant for the individual. So I hope that has answered the question somewhat. And I welcome your questions, and I look forward to being with you again. Get involved in some kind of movement. Or if you'd like to check out the programs that we have and you'd like to come to us, we'd be happy to see you. We have a martial arts and a yoga program for adults, teens, and children. It's quite a wonderful program. We've been teaching yoga, certainly, to adults, children, and teens for about 20 years in our school. Our martial arts program is relatively new. We have wonderful teachers, and you can get more information about that on our website, genesistreeoflife.com. So I hope to see you at our center, and if you have questions on health or fitness, please send them in to us. I'd be happy to address them. Thanks for being with us. So it's been a pleasure being with you this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whenever you're watching this. My name is Dr. Rene. I'm a board-certified naturopath in practice for many years, working with all kinds of conditions. Regarding this particular video that we've made, I do have some specific suggestions, and general suggestions regarding certain supplements, certain herbs, perhaps amino acids, perhaps homeopathics, that may be of help to you. If you're interested in knowing more about that, follow the link at the bottom of this video, and you can see some suggestions on products that may be of help to you, as well as services that may service you, that may bring better health to you. I wish you good health and a blessed day.
You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with your host, Dr. Renee David Alkali, a naturopathic doctor, yoga therapist, nutritionist, and healer. This show is brought to you by the Genesis Tree of Life Yoga and Wellness Center, located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, at 102-02 Metropolitan Avenue, on the lower level. Entrance is on 71st Avenue. Our phone number is 718-544-5997. We offer classes in yoga, tai chi, mixed martial arts, children's classes, dance, personal and group fitness, meditation, and seminars on various health topics. All of these are available at our center or through our InReach program that brings the wellness to your facility. Learn more about our programs through our website, www.genesistreeoflife.com, or call us at 718-544-5997. Thank you for listening to Genesis Health Hour with your host, Dr. Renee. Mind, body, spirit, living a holistic life is not just a brand. It is a way of life for us and for Dr. Renee. He's opening up a vegan, kosher, organic restaurant in Forest Hills, Queens. And there's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz about the restaurant. And we all wish everybody well and hope we see you there and hope we see you at our yoga center. If you're unable to come in because you live too far away, come look at our website, www.genesistreeoflife.com. Go to our webpage, our Facebook page, and you'll see our uploaded videos. We have these questions on video and more, and they're posted weekly on our Facebook page as well as on our YouTube channel, which is Genesis Tree of Life Yoga. Also, it's called the Genesis Tree of Life Yoga and Wellness Center if you're looking for it and you can't find it under Genesis Tree of Life Yoga. We can also download our podcast from the iTunes store, the Genesis Health Hour. Please, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for Dr. Renee and he can answer them, we would love to hear from you. So please email us at info@genesistreeoflife.com or call us 718-544-5997 and send us a Facebook message. We'd love to hear from you. And our Facebook is Genesis Tree of Life. And also we have Genesis Health Beauty. So please don't hesitate. Reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Again, this is the Genesis Health Hour, Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with Dr. Renee. And we look forward to you coming next week and listening to our radio, online radio next week, every Wednesday. Thank you.